This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be entitled, Comparison is the Thief of Joy. Yes, 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 Ms. Reddy, if you're listening to this, this is based on your conversation. So a lot of times when you're dealing with narcissistic people, when you're dealing with toxic people, when the relationship ends, the narcissistic person will move on to a new supply. Sometimes the relationship ends because they move on to a new supply. You know, sometimes they move on to somebody that they were cheating on you with, whatever. But sometimes the new supply absolutely does not know you exist. I'll say that. I talked to a person who was the new supply. I talk to people who are the new supply all the time. And sometimes they don't know that the other person exists. And the old supply, the ex, comes at the new supply. They were like, you a homewrecker, you this, you that, blah, 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 boop, 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 beep, beep, beep. You know how it goes. But the new supply genuinely didn't know because the narcissistic people are good at lying, y'all. They're good at compartmentalization. They will put in the separate blocks, in separate boxes. Their marriage, family life is in one box. This whole affair is in another box. And those two boxes are separate. But you can love them equally somehow. But yeah, sometimes the new supply doesn't know you exist, right? So, but when you are watching, and that's why I say block social media after your breakup with a narcissist. After the relationship ends with a narcissist, block them on social media. You absolutely have to, because if you don't, and they start posting pictures or videos of the new supply, it's going to get to you, y'all. It just absolutely is going to get to you. It's going to mess with your head. It just is. You know why? Because like you're going to start comparing yourself to the new supply. What did this person have that I don't have? Especially if the situation arises, if they left you for them, you're going to start comparing yourself. And I tell people like this all. I say this all the time, y'all. Comparison is the thief of joy. You know, it absolutely is. Comparison is absolutely the thief of joy because you can be better than a new supply in so many different ways, but you'll start looking at a new supply and finding ways that they might be better than you and start putting yourself down. Like literally, you start to beat yourself up because the narcissistic person moved on to this person. So you start beating yourself up on the things that you view as flaws, the things that you view as you are less than with this new person. That person might be in better shape than you. You might not even be bad shape, but you're using the word fat to describe yourself. Like they're fit and I'm fat. You know, you start to devalue yourself. And you know, that's the narcissist's job. You don't need to devalue yourself. The narcissist does that. They do enough of that while you're in a relationship with them. They devalue you. So if they get out of a relationship with you, you start comparing yourself to the new supply, job, looks, money, age, you know, whatever, lifestyle, whatever. You're going to start pointing out things in your life that you lack. Some things that you might not even want to do. Or want to do anyway, but you're starting to compare yourself to that person, and comparison is the thief of joy. You start to devalue yourself and wonder why you're not enough. You'll find things about yourself that you start pointing out your own flaws or things that you view as flaws now that you didn't before. Oh, they got this over me. Oh, he taller than me. Oh, my head, I got a bald ass head. Oh, you know what I mean? My feet little, my feet stink. Something like that. You know what I mean? You start comparing yourself to that person. You know, and you'll start to beat yourself up. You'll give yourself an emotional black eye after the relationship with the narcissist ends. Stop doing that, y'all. Stop comparing yourself to somebody that sometimes doesn't know you exist. Sometimes they do know you exist. Sometimes they know you exist and they're trying to beat you out for this person anyway. They're trying to compete for this person. And sometimes they want to win. You know what I mean? So I tell people all the time, like, don't view the other person's social media. When y'all break up for good. Don't do that. You know, because you're going to view it and you're going to hurt your own feelings. You are, you know, like I said, but sometimes the narcissist, they lie, y'all. And I know you think the narcissistic person might move on to the new person. just based on these flaws that you have found in yourself now? Oh, they're better than me and this and this and this, and that's why they went with them. No, y'all. Sometimes the narcissist doesn't need a reason to move on. Sometimes they're just bored, honestly. And not because you're a boring person, because narcissists are, we are perpetually bored. We get bored very easily in life. And what you see with narcissistic people, toxic people, whatever, nothing is ever going to be enough to make narcissists truly, truly happy or content. You know, joy escapes narcissists. So they get bored a lot. Like, yeah, we literally get bored.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Bored a lot. Like, you just turn the light switch goes off in the relationship, and now we're bored again. You see what I'm saying? So if you're dealing with it, you're dealing with this type of situation, you're dealing with a narcissist in this mindset, in this type of situation, yeah, they're going to be bored. It's sometimes not because you're a boring person. They just get bored and want to move on. Or y'all have been through a lot. They've cheated on you. You cheated on them. Y'all forgiven each other. There's a lot of back and forth, a lot of on and off. There's been a lot of on and off in this relationship. There's so much going on in this dynamic. You know what I mean? So in order to get past that point right there, I just say, don't watch the social media. Don't do that. Block them. Cut them off. I know it's easier said than done, but you want to get to that point where you can actually do that. You know what I mean? You absolutely do. You want to get to the point where you feel like you can go and cut that person off, because that helps you heal. You see what I'm saying? But like, again, like, comparison is always going to be the thief of joy. You're going to take away your joy in your life by comparing yourself to someone else, because the narcissist, like I said, they might move on because it's a clean slate. They might be bored. It might be a clean slate. They just move on because this new person doesn't know anything about them. The new person doesn't know anything about them, has nothing, like, doesn't know that they lie, doesn't have a history of this person. The only thing they know about this person is a love bombing phase, because they might be currently in a love bombing phase with this person right now. So there's a lot of lying, a lot of manipulation and things going on like that. You know what I mean? It is. There's a lot of lying. There's a lot of manipulation. There's a lot of stuff that goes into these relationship dynamics. They get a lot of people cut, like, you know. So they want a clean slate. This new person who might be younger, you know what I mean, it provides this clean slate. They don't know this person. They don't know me. I'm a narcissist. They don't know me. They have no idea what they're in for. You do. So you might even reach out to them. So it's in order to stop you from reaching out to them, I might bring you up. I might just say, hey, look, my ex is out of her damn mind. She stalks me. She follows me. She stalks me on social media. She created fake profiles. So it wouldn't be surprised. So she's probably watching me now. So it wouldn't be surprised to me if she reached out to you. You know what I mean? If she reached out to you, try to say bad things about me, to try to get us to break up because she wants me back. And then guess what happens? You reach out to them. I've already set them up to think that you're a lying crazy ass. So you lose. You know what I mean? I'm just telling you, narcissist. I'm very preemptive. I'm very, I try to get ahead of things and stuff like that. But a lot of narcissists and toxic people, they do that, y'all. This is the mindset. This is literally the mindset of it all. So I tell people, like, if relationship ends, yeah, it's going to be tough. It's never easy when a relationship ends, y'all. It just, it never is. So when a relationship ends, you have to be able to stand in your truth and stand in your power. Because if you don't, again, you're going to lose. You just are. That's life. So I wish people, you have to take it with a grain of salt. You know, this is like, it's not a loss if you learn something. I know people are like, being here 10, 15, 20, 30 years is a little tougher then, because y'all got life together. You know what I mean? But if the relationship is new, if it's fresh, 2-3 months, again, y'all, you can win. Yeah, I promise y'all, you can win. I promise you can win. You can win, y'all. It's just like, I don't know. This new supply thing, the comparison and contrasting with yourself and your own life is going to make you feel like you're not enough, y'all. You don't ever want to get to the point where you feel like you're not enough, because that's when the narcissistic person wins. Because if they break up with the new supply, they can come back to you. They can catch you in this moment of vulnerability where you're comparing and contrasting yourself to this new person that they're with. And they can come back into your life, swoop back in, maybe clap your cheeks, get the cheeks, clap your cheeks, or, put the cheeks on you, whatever, and then swoop back out just to reconnect with you, just to mess with your head up a little bit more. So I say now, you are in the position of power. You just have to stay there. You really, really do. So I tell people right now, in this day and age, like, you are stronger than what you think you are. You really, really are. You know, but I can't believe. But if somebody else, like, when you get out of these relationships, I know it helps to have a support system. But if these other people are believing in you more than you believe in yourself, it doesn't bode well, because you have to get to that point where you believe in yourself. Self-love, self-appreciation is the best appreciation, the most fulfilling appreciation, y'all. It really, really, truly is. It just is. You know what I mean? Oh my goodness. Sorry, y'all. Yep. I'm about to have to hop off here in just a second, y'all. But anyways, y'all. Sometimes the new supply knows, sometimes they don't. Regardless of how it goes, I really do wish y'all the best of luck. I really do. Stay in power, y'all. I want y'all to stay in power so much, you know. But y'all, if y'all haven't already, go ahead and like and subscribe to the YouTube channel if you listen to this on the podcast. Like and subscribe if you're watching this on the YouTube channel. Don't just be, you know, just, you know, swoop in and watch and dip. Now, I appreciate the view, but come on back and subscribe. We're safe here. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.